FCC stakeholders and Congress really don't have a full picture of how effective these programs have been or exactly how much work remains to be done.
Hi, and welcome to GEO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Holly Hobbs. Broadband is the most commonly used form of internet access in the United States and provides high-speed connections through things like cables, fiber optics, and satellites. Access to services through the internet has become more critical during COVID-19 as many of us limit in-person contact by teleworking, remote learning, or just shopping online. Yet millions of Americans still lack broadband, impacting their access to businesses, government services, education, and more. What is the status of plans to provide broadband access to all Americans? Today we talk with Andrew Von Ah, an expert on communications technology and a director in our physical infrastructure team. Thank you for joining me, Andrew.
Thanks for having me, Holly. Happy to be here.
So, Andrew, why do so many Americans lack access to broadband, and what characteristics might these folks and their communities have in common?
A lot of the areas without access to broadband tend to be more rural. So low population densities in rural areas makes it difficult for internet service providers to get a profitable return on investments they make. Also, rural areas often have geographic features that add to the costs internet service providers face, such as wooded or mountainous terrain. Especially troubling is the status of access on rural tribal lands. FCC reported, for example, in 2018 that nearly half of Americans living on rural tribal lands nationwide lacked broadband access. And we know that this number is likely even higher because FCC's data overstates broadband coverage. But it's not just rural areas where broadband access is lacking. Even within urban areas, we see a digital divide where neighborhoods and areas of the city with more wealth enjoy better service and greater access than lower income areas.
And we've got a lot of kids learning from home right now because of COVID-19. What impact might lack of access have on them?
Well, certainly in the absence of in-person school, home broadband access becomes vital for connecting students with their teachers, their peers, and the resources they need to complete assignments. Students who don't have home access have resorted to trying to connect to Wi-Fi networks sitting outside of libraries or fast food restaurants or coffee shops. They may be relying on a mobile phone connection, which may have its own limitations. Furthermore, low-income families and communities of color disproportionately lack access to home broadband. So 79% of white families had broadband, only 66 and 61% of black and Hispanic families respectively did. So lack of broadband for these groups really threatens to endanger their kids' education and puts them at risk of falling further behind.
Your report talks about the Federal Communication Commission's role in promoting broadband development. Does the FCC have timelines or goals for getting everybody access?
FCC certainly has a significant role in promoting broadband deployment. FCC hands out roughly $5 billion each year to telecom companies to deploy broadband in areas of the country with no service. But to answer your second question, the short answer is, you know, not really. You know, FCC has a broad strategic goal of ensuring universal availability of broadband to homes, businesses, and community anchor institutions. But FCC hasn't set a timeline for accomplishing this goal and really has no intermediate year-to-year targets for helping FCC get from where things stand today with millions of Americans still without broadband to that goal of universal or sort of 100% availability.
So what challenges are they facing that's preventing them from getting everybody access?
Well, there's a number of challenges. We've talked about some of the challenges just in extending the infrastructure out to rural areas in terms of geography and a limited customer base. But it's also about affordability and digital literacy, and those are things that are often overlooked when we talk about providing broadband access. We sort of focus on the infrastructure without sort of the other things that go around it. However, one of the key challenges is mapping. While improvements are underway, FCC's current broadband maps really overstate where there is access to broadband. And, you know, when broadband coverage is overstated in areas that are not served, it prevents other carriers from obtaining high-cost support to deploy broadband to those areas, and those consumers are left without service.
So it sounds like broadband plays an important role in connecting Americans to online goods and services, and could even be more critical for students who are trying to learn remotely during the pandemic, but that there's still a lot of people without access and a lot of challenges in getting them that access. Andrew, did we make any recommendations to the FCC to help promote the expansion of broadband access?
Our most recent report, we made 4 recommendations. 3 of these are really aimed at helping FCC refine its goals and measures related to broadband access so it has better information to manage its programs and make well-founded decisions about how to allocate the program's resources to increase access. We also made a recommendation for FCC to more robustly report out the progress it makes So, you know, that would give policymakers a better understanding of whether FCC is being successful in closing the digital divide and where policy may need to be changed or programs redirected in order to really bridge that divide.
And last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
Without performance information, just in terms of goals and measures that provide FCC with a clear picture of where broadband access stands, and for that matter, without clear broadband maps about where broadband coverage exists and where it doesn't, FCC stakeholders and Congress really don't have a full picture of how effective these programs have been or exactly how much work remains to be done.
That was GAO's Andrew Van Aa talking about a new report reviewing broadband internet access. Thank you for your time, Andrew.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, and make sure you leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.